For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Chris Messini. My guest today is Emily Gillis, Student Director of Writers in the Community, which has just received a Saga Award from Spokane Arts, one of their grants for artists and community organizations pursuing art projects in Spokane. Emily, welcome. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much.
So give us a little bit of background. What is Writers in the Community?
Writers in the Community is a program that's part of Eastern Washington University. It's housed in the creative writing program, in the master's program there. What the program does is it connects interns, you know, MFA students, with various placements around the community. We have a placement at the Airway Heights Correction Center. We have one at various hospitals. We have one at the Vet Center. We have one at one of the shelters. And these programs allow participants to express themselves through writing, which is often a healing experience for the participants who are part of the program.
Yeah, and so your application for the Saga grant was specifically for a creative writing contest. So tell us about that contest and what the grant is going to do to help support it.
What the contest is for students in the 7 Spokane high schools plus the Structured Alternative to Confinement program. What the program will do will allow students to be internal for a while. What happens, I think, so much in teens' lives today is they're just bombarded with information constantly coming into them through their phones and through the world at large. And what writing does is allows them to go inward and go internal and process some of the world as they're experiencing it. So the hope is to encourage more writing among the high school population out there. It is a writing contests. There will be prizes. There's a $300 first place prize and two $100 second prizes, and we may do some honorable mentions as well.
So if there are high school students listening to this broadcast who are, your ears are perking up saying, oh, I'm a creative writer, I could enter that. What are the details? How would they be a part of this?
We are still developing the program, all the specifics, but what they can do is they can send me an email at witc@ew.edu. That stands for Writers in the Community at ew.edu. And just let me know you're interested. And once we have all the details and the specifics of how to apply, we'll be sure that we get you a copy of that information so you can be sure to be part of the process.
And I know you said you haven't worked out all of the details yet, but is it a fiction contest, nonfiction, poetry? Do you know yet what genres you'll be accepting?
Well, it's prose, so I'm assuming, okay, assuming we'll do fiction and nonfiction, but we actually haven't had that, having that solidified. We have some of the time frame in mind generally. We'll be doing writing workshops in all 7 high schools as part of the process, so students can learn more about the contest there. We'll also be hoping to do one in the Structured Alternative to Confinement, too, so we can get the information out directly to students there. We'll also be putting posters up in all of the buildings where we're having these contests.
Part of this is a grant from Spokane Arts, so
right,
they give you a batch of money. And so talk about that, what that means, how that grant is helping, and what it's allowing you to do that you might not have been able to without it.
One of the key parts of the funding will be publicity. We want to get the word out, not only by direct work in the high schools, but also through a variety of media efforts, including, you know, radio, places like the Inlander and other advertising options to get the word out. So it will help support that. It'll also help support the publication of something we call Inroads, which is an annual publication done by writers in the community. It includes writing from a number of our participants in the program throughout the year. It's a literary journal, and we do anticipate that the top 3 winners will have their work published in that journal. So it'll help us with expenses of that journal as well.
Let's go back and talk a little bit more about Writers in the Community and that program. So I have to give full disclosure that I'm a graduate of Eastern's MFA program as well, so I do know a little bit about the program. But it seems unique to me in that It's a studio Master of Fine Arts Creative Writing program, but it also incorporates this opportunity for students to go out in the community and actually teach and engage and work with people that they might not otherwise encounter something like creative writing. So tell us a little bit more about the broader writers in the community and how this project fits in with that.
Well, the writers and community does put writers right out into a variety of placements around the community. And it touches people who may not have access to writing information generally. And it can be very powerful. We have a program in the Sacred Heart Hospital, and there was a child that was a part of the program, and she was suffering from cancer, and she wrote a poem about how once all her tumors are gone, that they'll have to have a support party because they're so lonely. Mm-hmm. So she was able to use humor in a very hard situation, and I'm sure those parents of that child as well as that child really benefited from that. She wouldn't have otherwise had access to that. I think another population has really benefited from has been the inmates at the Airway Heights Correction Center. The people who have gone out to that center have said that no one is more dedicated and more enthused than the inmates who are there, who really appreciate the opportunity to reflect and write and process. So we have those kinds of experiences for people in a whole variety of arenas in Spokane. I think it makes a real difference to the overall quality of life in Spokane.
My guest has been Emily Gillis, Student Director of Writers in the Community, who have been awarded a grant from Spokane Arts for their project, Community Voices, Spokane School District Creative Writing Contest. Emily, thanks so much for being with me.
Thank you.